Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 24th of March, Wiping and Kissing His Feet. It is notable that the woman wiped Christ's feet dry with her hair. This was an aspect of preparation for his service and fellowship. We know this because Jesus himself also dried the disciples' feet after he washed them at the last Passover. What is the significance of the woman's hair? Paul explained that a woman's hair is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. This woman was submitting to his authority and headship as one whose head was covered. With the glory of this covering, symbolized by her hair, she was preparing Christ for his service and expression. By this means, she was acknowledging that she was made for him and was able to proceed from him as the glory of man. This response is typical of those who truly belong to the church, the bride of Christ, as worthy houses. Why did the woman kiss Christ's feet? To her, his feet were beautiful. Kissing his feet was the action of a woman who was testifying, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns,'" that is, as a king. These were the feet of a messenger who had brought to her the gospel of peace. She had received the word of sonship that Christ had spoken to her when he ministered to the multitudes. This word was proclaimed to the woman by the king. She was kissing the king lest he be angry and she perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. She was obtaining blessing as one who was beginning to put her trust in him. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 13 verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 7 to 9 and 15, Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7, and Psalm 2 verse 12. For further study, Isaiah chapter 52.